Here's the commentary for the Chapter 8 bonus extra credit assignment. You don't have to do it. It will not count against you if you don't do it, but it will count for you if you do do it. And to be truthful, folks, even though you're going to be very uncomfortable and not feel that you know what you're doing, the truth is you can basically do anything and still get full credit. Why? Because you don't have to know what you're doing when you're a technical analyst. You simply have to convince others, and maybe yourself, that you know what you're doing. Aha. So let's read the assignment, the bonus assignment, at the bottom of the assignment and notes sheet. Go to finance.yahoo.com or any of the other dozens of sites that offer charting and technical analysis, some of which want to charge you a monthly fee or a one-time fee, and research Google. Now, there's a reason I use Google, but there are many other stocks for which you will see interesting patterns emerge. Click on the basic technical analysis link on the left side of the Yahoo Finance page for Google, and there will be a little tutorial session on using Yahoo technical analysis. Again, you can use, there are so many websites that offer these services. And I want you to choose 5 years. Okay, so you'll see a little thing, segment called range. Check 5 years. And then you're going to add the 50-day moving average and the 200-day moving average. Now, on my computer, the 50-day moving average comes up as green, sometimes blue. And the 200-day comes up as red, usually. Now, of course, every machine is going to come up a little differently. But you should be able to distinguish between the 50-day and the 200-day. And what you're going to see is that there are times when the 50-day goes above or below the 200-day moving average. And those are supposed to be important inflection points, important times to either buy or sell. Now, some people use the 50-day and the 15-day. Yeah, that's why there are several different choices. In May of 2009, the 50-day moving average went above the 200-day moving average. Was this a good time to buy? What happened in May of 2010, November 2010, April 2011, and November 2011, when the 50-day moving average went below May 2010, then above November 2010, then below April 2011, and then above November 2011, the 200-day moving average. So the 50-day moving average went below, above, below, and then above again on those dates, and I want you to comment on that. Were any of these crossing points useful indicators of whether it was a good time to buy or a good time to sell? What happened in June and August of 2012 when the 50-day went below and then above the 200-day moving average, huh? What happened then? And what about the past few months? What would you do now if you were a technical analyst, and you used these tools? Comment on whether the stock is a buy, sell, or a neutral, meaning you can just hold it if you have it or not buy it if you don't have it. Do the same for a stock of your choice. And so I have some suggestions of stocks where I've typed them into the technical analysis page and seen some interesting patterns, especially Abbott, ABT. That looks like a little roller coaster. Figure that one out. And remember, with technical analysis, you don't have to actually know what you're doing. You just have to convince others that you know what you're doing. How's that for a great job, huh? $400,000 a year and bonuses, and you don't really have to know what you're doing? All you have to do is be able to... Okay, wait a minute. So do your best to convince me that you know what you're doing, even though you don't. And since I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to technical analysis either. It should be very easy to convince me. Yeah, in other words, play the game, act like you know what you're doing, realizing that nobody can predict the future accurately. And sometimes you'll be right, and you'll feel like a genius. And other times you'll be wrong, and you'll feel that, oh, it was because of this. I missed that. I won't miss it the next time. Good luck!